Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben.
I'm hamming it up right now because I'm on camera, and so are you.
You're looking at yourself in the screen.
I can see you. Right? I'm like, hey, I'm Andy Cohen. Wait, let me smile with one half of my face. I act like I don't do that normally, but I do. This is Crappens on Demand, a Crappens on Demand episode. So if you want to watch us, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and you get to see us making these stupid faces at each other. Ronnie's camera just went out. Wow. If you were watching this on Crappens on Demand, you get to know what it feels like to just see me. Oh, I guess I don't have to. I guess I lost my solo spotlight. He's back. Anyway.
I was vaping. Get off my stage.
Today we're talking about the season premiere of Vanderpump Rules, which is very exciting. But also an exciting news. We got the Crappies coming up next week. Next week. And
oh, yeah.
We have already had so many votes. Last year we had 11,000 votes total. And how many votes have we had so far? How many votes, Ronnie, do you think we've had since polls opened?
12,000.
11,000, actually. The point is, we have already...
I never win those games. How many jelly beans are in this jar? I'm always like, 19 million.
I know, me too. I'm so bad. I hate the jelly bean count. Ugh. Anyway, go to watchcrappers.com to find the link. So if you want to vote, you only have about a week left to do that. So make sure you do it because it's really important to have your voice heard, guys. Also, then we are going to a million places for the next 6 months. Then after that, we're going on break. So we're going to Detroit, Columbus, Austin, Houston, Hoover, Alabama, NOLA, Kansas City, or Lawrence, fucking Kansas, Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Asbury Park, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, California, and Boston, Massachusetts. Those last three shows are going to be in huge venues, and it's going to be very exciting. There are going to be three more cities, I believe, that are going to be added to that mix. But again, after June, we are donezo for a moment. So go get your tickets now, watchcrappens.com, and that's also where you can get merch, Patreon, all that really good stuff. And as a personal shill, For any of our listeners who are board gamers, I was bored and I wrote a list of the top 10 games of 2019 on my blog, bsideblog.com.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that fun? I mean, I don't know how fun it is, but it was fun for me. So if you like that, go there.
That's awesome.
But cool. Enough about that. No one truly cares about board games when we've got Vanderpump Rules to discuss. Am
I
right?
Is it life a board game?
I passed go and I collected nothing, Kyle Richards.
Lisa Vanderpump returns to our television screens with just so many pussy bows.
This year, I mean, it was this year her look is like magician. It is like, she is like restaurateur magician. She has just decided, this is her look for 2020, all right? Because the whole show opens up with this clip that we've probably all seen a million times by now, because they leaked it back in November, with Lisa in a magician outfit. She's wearing like a sequined blazer with like a tie that has like bedazzled tie. That's, she sort of looks like TGI Fridays, but also Penn and Teller. And she's like, I don't even know where to start. Shazam, I've got a rabbit now.
She is magical. That face, okay? Mm. I mean, her face looks like a bowling pin. And I mean this in the nicest way. She looks like a talking bowling pin. Like, her face looks amazing. How do you get it so smooth?
A talking bowling pin.
Yes. Just like a smooth, like from round, like a, with lips.
You like know, a 1950s, like was it like from like a 1950s promo of like, hey kids, go bowling. It's like.
Yes. Okay, it's like that Conan, I think it was Conan O'Brien, who used to have the talking orange, you know, and they would put like a mouth on this orange, and it was just someone's grotesque, not that she has a grotesque mouth, but the cartoon looked grotesque because it was like a human mouth actually moving on an orange. That's what it looks Snapchat like, but filter. On a bowling pin. Yeah,
well,
it's like a Snapchat.
Yeah, she is. Okay, so she is like a bowling pin with a bumpet and and like lips.
In a the bowling best pin, way, I mean that in the best possible way.
Who also can guess what card you have in your hand.
Yes, she's like pulling a nickel from behind her ear. She's like,
look what I found. Oh, with the last few hairs of Lucy Apple Juice before she was taken to a kill shelter.
Lucy Apple Juice is still alive. Magic! So they do my favorite Bravo thing where they make the theme song spooky. As the show is, as the intro is going on. So she's like, I don't even know where to start.
You know that there's a time to
I love an eerie variation on a theme. That is like my favorite. I think I've told the story before, back in my old apartment when they were building a building across the street, and every day a taco truck would show up, and when it would arrive, it would do the La Cucaracha theme song. But somewhere along the way, it's like battery started to die, so the La Cucaracha theme started going. I was like, ooh, an eerie variation on La Cucaracha. I love it.
I don't know where to start.
And so we see clips. There were so many clips, I didn't write them all down, but I just still love.
Oh, well, aren't you lucky to be friends with me?
I know, but I did write down Tom Sandoval looking at Jack, like, dude, do you even know me? Do you even know me, dude? Dude!
Oh, and then Vanderpump. These are years of friendships that I thought would last forever.
These are the best days ever, Cucaracha.
You know, it's wonderful having new faces, but their problems seem as complicated as their predecessors. Yes, I'm British.
And then they show a little fight with the Witches of WeHo after Stassi is blowing out a candle slowly. They show a fight, and Kristen's like, whatever, Katie, you're just a bitch to me all the time. Oh. And Stassi says, could you just be real for 1 second, Kristen? And then Kristen goes like this. Like Kelly Ben Simone. She makes that Kelly Ben Simone face from the Scary Island trips.
Yes. Well, basically, someone put like a collar on Kristen, and they set up invisible fences everywhere. So she's just constantly electrocuting herself.
Seriously,
Kristen is
mariposa.
The UPS man is constantly coming in Kristen's house. Like,
there's all these clips. And then it ends with Brittany in a veil, putting her head down on the table like she's resigned, like, this has been too hard. But the best part is that she's not really putting it on a table. She's putting it on a pizza box, which is so Brittany. She's like, like right on the pepperoni pizza box.
Welcome to your future, face down in a pepperoni box.
I know, you know? Exactly. So then,
we see the opening.
Yes.
All I've watched was Thomas swinging a watch, LOL.
I didn't.
Like, time.
I was like, there's too much for me. There's going to be so much for me to write about. I'm going to just like save, like, I'm going to not dissect this opening just yet. But I did note that when Lisa Vanderpump walks through in the end and throws her bag to whoever's supposed to catch that bag, she has decided to step away from like a sateen blouse with a pussy bow. And she is giving us like her boobs are out. Well, not fully out. They're not flapping in the wind. But like she's showing some cleave. She's wearing a black dress. It's like Lisa Vanderpump is, I got hopeful for like a second that sexy Lisa Vanderpump was back. Not that she has to be sexy, but I just like sexy Vanderpump as opposed to Pussy Boat Vanderpump.
Well, I cannot believe you didn't point out what else she's wearing in that opening.
What?
A sequined cape.
Because what? She's a magician!
I did not see the sequined cape.
She's literally wearing a cape. I thought that's where you were going with all of
this. Just goes to show, no matter how gay you get, you still look at the boobs only.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. I'm sorry. So she has a sequined cape. Of course. Yes, magician. It's magician. Yeah.
Yep. So then I just, every time she throws off that purse, I just imagine Raquel standing there and getting hit in the head with it, you know?
Boom! Being a beauty queen has really prepared me to be boom.
So Raquel looks terrified in the opening, you know, because she's now in that end opening picture where they're like, ugh. Yeah. And they're all, you know, like, I don't know, Serious Family Feud, whatever they're doing, where they're just all standing there. Raquel's just like,
she's afraid someone's gonna ask her 6x4. I didn't get to that part. I had to watch Winnie the Pooh.
I'm never coming to an ice cream social.
So it opens up with Tom and Tom arriving at Tom Tom in their sidecar, and they're just like talking with the staff, and they start like talking to Max, who is the general manager. Already I'm having trouble because there's only one Max for me in the Vanderpump universe. So the fact that now we have a second Max is really difficult.
I know. There's one Max who still has not gotten a raise or a lift in a job, and it's Lisa Vanderpump's son, okay?
Yeah.
It's called nepotism, Lisa. You live in Los Angeles. Look it up. Nepotism does not mean making your child be a fucking busboy for the rest of his life, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So now you have other Max, who is the general manager of Tom Tom, and then we also meet Dana, with a Y, she's like the... like the new Stassi. And so she's walking around and she's like, JoJo, make yourself useful. which normally I'd be like, be quiet, Dana. JoJo is living his life. But truth is that JoJo is probably just like twerking in the corner, because that's what he... For those who don't know, JoJo is a twerk champion of some sort. And he was also our waiter. So we know these details very intimately.
Yeah. So Dana, yeah, is walking around. And Tom talks. Sorry. Tom Talks is like a very special kind of Botox you can only get at Tom Talks.
Oh, I thought it was like a TED Talk, but it's a Tom Talks.
Tom Talks.
Well.
It's just standing on a little pink carpet, a little circular pink carpet that you can't move from.
This is my Tom Talks. Well. This is the story of
Nicolay.
Dude, if you want to get ahead in life, what you got to do is shave your cheekbones, dude. It changes the world. If every one of us shaved their cheekbones, children in India would have nice cheekbones, too. Dude.
Yeah.
Do you know how many children do you know how many starving children in the world would love to shave their foreheads, bro? Think about it.
Dana's walking around. This for the, what I was gonna say, Tom Tom is the size of a shoebox for those who haven't been there. It's like tiny. So really, to be a hostess, you're just like holding menus going, that's your table, just go over there, because both of us cannot walk through this restaurant at the same time. Okay, look at that big butt of the twerking Instagrammer, go over there. He'll eventually get to you.
Follow the thump of the twerk against the table.
So Tom
It's like, oh, bro, Dana, bro, I've got a rap party coming in. You know, I told them not to bring inflatable penises. She's like, you would be surprised at how many inflatable penises actually I see here, literally.
I'm like, no one would be. That's why he said not to bring them.
That's right. Dana! Zing, Dana zing. That's what you say. Dana, listen. I said, Dana. Gina Liano just comes in to bring it. I've got this, Tom. Dana? You say to those inflatable penises, get out of my restaurant right this instant.
You insignificant penis, AC. So, Sanchez, what is wrong with me? First of all, I have to say, how are you feeling about all these new cast members just being there? I feel very defensive.
Let's be macro for a moment. Let's take a wide view of this episode of The New Faces. I was into it. I actually liked it. I actually thought the episode was funny. I was very curious to see how they'd integrate new people and also include the fact that, like, half the cast now lives in the Valley and, like, how that makes it still feel authentic to the show. I felt like it actually worked pretty well. I'm happy so far.
Well, I'm just very defensive. I'm like, who are you? Why are you here? Why are you trying to take this over? I need you to be hotter. Like, it's kind of like you're – now it's – I don't know. I feel like I need hotter people to be new. Yeah. Sorry. There I said it. Okay? I'm not hot. Okay, I'm just some regular big dude sitting in his chair. Still though, I need hotter people.
I may circle back to that when we discuss Brett.
Yeah, don't give me a new Jax. This name is Max. That's almost like Jax, but not even anywhere as hot. Okay, yeah. It's not going to work for me. Okay, I don't want to downgrade in hotness.
Yeah, I mean, I also think, like, one of the big takeaways from the episode is Peter. I mean, there's a lot to discuss with Peter, so, but we'll get to that, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll save that. We'll save that for a little while.
Oh, Peter. So
sad Peter.
So they're walking around, they're talking to all these people, and Tom Schwartz is like, oh, Bubba, the reason why TomTom runs so smoothly is because we've hired the best staff on the planet. Like, cut to, like, JoJo, like, working on a planter, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and correction, the best thin staff in the world, okay? Very, very thin, okay? There are other people who can do these jobs. I stand for chubby people.
Yeah, the reason why TomTom runs so smoothly is because Tom Schwartz probably has nothing to do with it. He just, like, shows up, smiles, pours some aquafaba into a glass, and leaves.
There's Dana, who's, like, the best worker. She's so good that they're poaching her for sure. And then we've got Max. He's the glue that holds it all together. And, you know, we're kind of introing a new show, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. And first of all, I think it's funny that Sir is like the mothership. Like, you all good waitresses graduate to Sir. Because that was like how it started. Like, Sheena was taken from Villa Blanca to go over to Sir. And I love that Max is the glue that holds it together. like a really sad glue. He's like the glue. He's like those, like, glue sticks where you go on the back of a piece of paper and with the glue stick, and then you put it onto something, and then, like, 5 minutes later, the sides of the paper are, like, curling up, and then it just all falls off.
Yeah, it's like bad glue, like pomade. It's not even glue. It's just, like, something goopy that's, like,
yeah, it's like, it's actually like maple syrup. So just something generally sticky that's really not even supposed to be glue, but just fell into that role because there was a spill.
So Dana is talking to a couple of people. She's talking to the twerker and some other girl, and she's like, Max and I last night,
guess who I fucked last night. Guess who I, she did like the finger in the whole thing. She's like, guess who I fucked last night? Max, don't judge me. I'm like, oh, okay.
And she says it in such a Vanderpump Rules way. She's like, Max.
Yeah.
It's not just Max, it's a Max.
And you know, they all were like, Max. Lisa's son Max or Glue Max, because there's a big difference in our reactions.
Congratulations, you're going to be rich. Oh, that Max, never mind. I hope you don't have to glue anything together.
And then, like, a plain girl. I don't know what her name was, but I just called her plain girl. She goes, Max, he literally has a new girl every week. Like, why else does he have this job? Okay, bye. That was my one line for the season. Bye.
So Max is talking to Schwartz, and he's talking to Tom, and he's like, yeah, totally went out, but, you know, I didn't, like, you know, I stayed a little longer than you guys, but, like, didn't do anything. Like, I didn't do anything. Okay, so we've already got the guy who's, you know, I don't know. I think his name is Max, and it sounds like Jax, and so I already hate him because I know that he's supposed to be the new Jax.
I think that's a totally great reason to hate someone. So then we go over. So he's like acting like nothing happened because, you know, he is her boss, and you know that could be an issue with HR if there were an HR. So
on Bravo, yeah, there's HR. No HR on Bravo. I think we've all come to realize no HR on Bravo.
He's a Vanderpump.
Now, I think that now would be like a really good time to go to commercial because like Rob is so good at commercials and like he can do them in like 7 minutes or less. It's like amazing.
So now we go over to Sir and we see lots of stuff happening. There's like avocado toast going down on a table, and then Jax is pouring drinks and Raquel's like doing makeup in a mirror. And then Sheena is...
Raquel just looking at herself in the mirror when she does her makeup. She puts on lipstick and then she looks at herself like... smiles in the mirror like, wow.
And you hear a ding.
I'm still me. I'm still so pretty. This is amazing.
Who's that pretty girl in the mirror? It's me. So mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the waitriest of them all? So now we... And so then we wind up with Sheena and Brett. So Brett's the other new guy. And he's like, for some reason, he reminds me of Dory from Finding Nemo. Do you see what I'm saying? Like a weathered Dory.
So like the actual Ellen DeGeneres as Dory.
There's just something like he looks like a tropical fish, if you ask me. Like he's like, but like I actually at first I was like, this guy's not hot.
A tropical fish.
I was like, why don't they have a hotter guy? But then over the course of the episode, I was like, wait, I think he is hot now. But like like a hot weathered tropical fish. I'm meaning this all in the best way. Like everyone loves tropical fish, right? Who does not like a tropical fish?
I mean, I guess Dory is very popular, as you said. Dory
would be such a waitress at Sir. Like, I'm sorry, what did you order again? I just can't remember.
Yeah, her name is Raquel. Okay. like where is Raquel? Damn it, we lost Raquel again. She went down the drain.
Finding her.
Raquel's just Raquel always forgetting where she is. Okay, so this is the Sheena-iest Sheena opening ever. She's like, okay, here's the secret to working at Sir. The girls, just know, are very catty and like cute tall boys. All the girls are going to try and hook up with you because you're looking. I'm divorced, which you know that already. You probably already know that already, but don't worry, it doesn't define me.
And also, when you go around there, you have to be careful because there's a corner. So what I do is I yell, corner! And then I'm usually safe.
You're going to have a great time. You need to know how Lisa Vanderpump likes her tea. Do not like her tea. Oh, that's fine!
Brett is like, who's Lisa Vanderpump? Oh, God. So, speaking of which, Lisa shows up in, like, a magician suit once again. Like, she's just missing a hat and a cane at this point. So she's like, hello, hello, which is her standard opening season thing where she walks around and says hello with a U. Hello, hello. Hello.
Do you like my Rolls? It was a Rolls Royce, but I chopped it in two.
Like walking with a giant saw.
I was in a straitjacket 2 seconds ago, but I got out.
So Raquel is talking to Sheena about, I'm working in the pink room. And I just fucking love that Raquel works here now. So perfect.
Yeah, it's great.
So Vanderpump checks in with Raquel. She's like, oh, are you having fun, you little dum-dum? And she's like,
yeah, it's my 16th shift here, Sir. I feel like my pageant training has really come in handy here, Sir.
Really? She's like, really? How's that? Because I've been able to change into a bikini really quickly when I need to. Darling.
And I greatly cut my tables with confidence and a smile.
And then you see what she was doing in that mirror. She was like practicing her greeter smile. I mean, the cutest.
It is very cute. And I also was so proud of her when she goes, it's my 16th shift. I was like, oh my God, getting close to that ice cream social. Hashtag math.
So it's probably my current, you know, the third month there or something too. This is the sad thing. You're like, what does 16 mean to Raquel? That's the real question.
What is What does 60 mean to Raquel? Mm-hmm. So Lisa,
So Vanderpump's like,
Raquel requested to work at so many times. I wasn't sure. I don't want to get involved with these James Kennedy dynamics.
She's. Raquel tells us that James gets, like, very triggered whenever she changes into her sir uniform. And she goes, you know, it's like when you're packing for a road trip and you zip open your suitcase and your little puppy just jumps in and stares at you with these puppy eyes. And then it's like, what's 4 times 12? And you say, I don't know. I don't know if I can go on this trip anymore. I'm just going to watch Winnie the Pooh instead. It's like that.
And then you sit on the couch to watch Winnie the Pooh and you realize that your little puppy did all your coke. And you're like, what the hell? What the hell, little puppy?
So then Sheena...
She puts it cracked me up. She's like, it like triggers him, Lisa. Like, he sees me put on my sir uniform, and he's like about to cry watching me leave the door.
Just like, leave the door.
Leave the door. So cute.
Well, they probably have a door that's like she just has to stand on. Like, it's just a flat door. Like a door that they took off the hinges and put on the floor. I'd be like, Raquel, this is your place where you stand, on the door. Okay, James, but I have to go to work. Fine, you can leave the door.
Do you mind if I call James? I want to make sure the door is okay. I just left it.
Poor James, by the way, not even in the premiere episode. Wow.
How long does this punishment have to last? Listen, this is my advice to anybody out there in the world. Do things that you're going to get punished for, of course, but not to Lisa Vanderpump. That bitch never lets anything go. I mean, he's going to be 80 years old by the time his punishment is up. Leave him alone.
I know. So then we have another very Sheena moment because Sheena brings Brett over to the bar. She goes, Jack Taylor, this is Brett. Brett? Jack Taylor. Corner.
And Jax is like, Jax is still trying really hard to pretend he's working somewhere at anything. Things have changed drastically, sir. You know, someone's got to pay for this wedding. And Sheena informs us that Katie, Lala, Ariana, and Brittany all don't work at Sir anymore. As long as it's me and Jack now.
Oh, and then we also learned that Brett and Sheena hooked up a few nights ago. I guess so. They were out in Santa Monica, and Brett goes, so she, of course, invited me back to her house to play Scattergories. I was like, we're not going to gloss over that, are we? Like, Sheena playing Scattergories?
Okay. Everyone, the category is kissing Sheena. Okay, find a good adjective.
Things you like about Sheena. Go, the timer is starting.
I just love that Sheena has like a Scattergory seduction game that she plays.
You want to come back to my place and play Scattergories?
Places that Adam ate me up for 2 hours on my bed. Go.
Places where penguins can live. Go.
And Jax is like, so he says, yeah, we played Scattergories. And then there was a little kiss, and it's not what I thought it would be. And the producer asks, so are you saying she's not a good kisser? And he's like, that's what I'm saying.
I was like, damn, you just got here, sir. You're already going to shade Arshina? That's for us to do, not for you.
Yes, another pig working at Sir. Congratulations! They're like, only disgusting men can work here. Okay, are you disgusting enough? They probably found like way hotter guys, but they were like slightly nicer. They're like, nope, sorry, not disgusting enough to work here, sir.
Well, there's like a super hot guy that works at Sir who has been on Sheena's Instagram, and I'm like, damn, why? Now, why isn't he on Vanderpump Rules? Damn.
Is he her boyfriend? Sheena's new boyfriend is
fine. I don't know.
He's like
maybe
a little mini version of Lisa Bonet's husband, the guy from Game of Thrones. What's his name?
Jason Momoa. This guy's definitely not that.
He's like a little tiny version of Jason Momoa, and he's from Australia.
I love that.
I saw him at a party, and I said, hello, and then almost fell over, and he's like, hello. And I was like, oh my God, I'm alive! I'm alive!
He's like, didgeridoo. Didgeridoo.
Yeah, he's so fine. Okay, good for you, Sheena. Really,
my parents are in Australia
bitch
right now, and I'm secretly hoping they come back with accents. Fingers crossed.
Oh my gosh. Hope everybody's okay in Australia, by the way. Jeez.
Yeah.
Fucking world. We love you over there.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely donate to any one of the relief efforts that are out there. I don't know if we have any on our site or on our Facebook group, but definitely do that because we love Australia, even though we've never been, and we love all the kangaroos, and we love all the people. So yeah, go donate because that's terrible what's happening.
Those pictures are devastating. Terrible. Jesus.
Terrible. Almost as terrible as Sheena's kiss, apparently.
Oh, God. Yeah, she's apparently a really bad kisser. Super classy Brett.
Yeah.
And then Jax is like, so have you checked out her resume yet? And I'm talking about her personal resume. Okay, really? Are you one to start dissing people about their personal resumes? Have you even paid for anything that's on your body right now, sir?
Yeah, exactly, sir. So Sheena also informs us, I have not talked to Adam Spot in several months. Me and Adam, like, I don't know, nothing happened. And then I was, like, dating Max a few weeks ago, and then, like, he, like, totally ghosted me. Like, I literally bought him an Apple Watch, to show him how much I care for him. And then, like, he couldn't even use it to text me how much he loved me back. Like, even Rob would do that, and he would do that in, like, 7 months or less, okay?
Yeah, wow. Poor Sheena. She bought a guy an Apple Watch. Sheena, you're not supposed to get even sadder as the years go on. Although, that is how years work.
I can totally see Sheena going into the Apple Store and getting an Apple Watch. Hi, I'd like to get an Apple Watch, please, for someone I really care about. I was just like, do you think like this will be a strap that'll fit us really well? Because I just want him to know that I really care about him a lot, you know?
Or not.
It's funny to me because, as I've said before in the podcast, there was one time where I encountered Sheena and she was at the Grove. I've told the story before that the random time, like, 2 years ago where I had a drink with Stassi and Catherine, Dennis, and Kristen. You know that famous, like, random happy hour I had where they're like, come to the Grove. And I was like, oh, my God, it's happening. So I went, and when we were sitting there, Sheena walked by, and she was with Adam, and she was holding a giant, one of those giant iPads, like the ones that are, like, the size of, like, a cafeteria tray, and she's like, I have to go to the Apple Store right now because this is broken. I don't know why it's broken, but we have to go to the Apple Store and see if we can fix it because it's, like, not working right now. I'm like, it should work. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so Sheena. So just thinking about her doing that, the same thing with an Apple Watch, makes me so excited.
Apple Watch. Got him an Apple Watch.
So Dana and Max are in the back at their own TomTom refrigerator area.
Yes.
Talking. We're not complete without a back kitchen area to talk in. I'm surprised that wasn't one of Sheena's rules when she was explaining how things work to Brett. Like, we should be shooting this in front of the fridge right now. So, that's rule number four. Also, girls, you're really hot. Don't touch them. They're sluts. Also, I'm still divorced, just in case you're curious. Yeah.
So, Dana is like, she's talking about Max and everything, I guess, because she's just talking about how Max is... that they basically, like, had slept together last night. And she's like, yeah, he's going commando right now because his underwear is on the floor in my house. Okay? I'm like, girl, pick that underwear up.
Yeah, gross. Seriously, gross. That's what These I thought, too. People. I was like, that's disgusting. It's bad enough he left it on the floor. You left it on the floor, too. You're both pigs, noobs. You're both pigs. So she's like, so how's your day going? You seem a little tired. Do you need a nap? And he's, like, trying to play it cool with her. He's like, don't forget. I'm your boss, okay? Yeah. But the good news is Dana's moving to Sur, so they can totally fuck all they want. They're going to be half a block away from each other now. Totally different.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, so when I go to Sur, I guess I shouldn't wear a t-shirt that says, I fuck Max, how are you?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, this is already getting to be too much. Dana, gee, let me guess. Dana is going to get mad because Max fucks half of the world on this block.
Yep. That's pretty much what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So then.
And we're going to love it. We're going to be here for the whole ride. Little Dana, Wayna, Wayna. Ooh,
Dana. We also hear Jax is talking to. It's cross cutting between these two places, and Jax is still talking to Sheena and stuff. Now he's talking about his bachelor party because he had a bachelor party in Miami, but then he had like a pre bachelor party for people who couldn't go to Miami. And Tom Sandoval, like, didn't, like, respond to text messages or invitations to the pre-party, I guess. And Jax is like, I mean, what are we, children? I'm like, yes, but that's already a given. Go on.
Yes. So, children addicted to cocaine. He's like, I texted him the other day, like, dude, I know you're slammed, but I still want to be in contact. And he didn't even text me back. A typical fucking Jax. We find out later that this is a total lie.
Of course.
Typical.
So he does this dick thing where he goes, I know with your new house and your projects, like, you're super busy, so I'm going to change up my wedding party a little bit. This way it keeps the pressure off you, you know? I was looking out for him. So I'm like, and basically, like, he's demoted Sandoval from best man. So I'm like, okay, it's passive aggressive when you say this stuff. Like, I know about your new house and projects. Like, we know there's a passive aggressive undertone to that. Also, like, it's not up for you to say, like, to take the pressure. Like, don't act like you're doing him a solid by taking the pressure off of him. Like, if he can't handle the pressure, he'll tell you, you know? I hate when people do that shit.
Well, he's also doing the thing I hate the most about married people. When they act like everything about their wedding is doing you a fucking favor.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not going to be in my wedding now, poor you. Fuck you. Now I have to pay for less parties, less trips, buy you more shit, be on your speed dial all day. Stop acting like you're the one doing me a favor by spending all this money doing all this work. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck your husband or your wife. I don't care who it is. If you ever ask me to be in your wedding, I'm going to consider it an act of war. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, how many ancillary parties do these people have to have before their wedding in a castle? Okay, this is like watching Crazy Rich Asians, except like the really like bad version. Like how many events and how many like functions and how many things that people have to churn out money just to like bow down at you know, at the altar of Jax and Brittany.
And you know it's gonna last like how long do you think? I give it 3 years. And that's being nice. I feel like that's being very nice.
I'm giving it 5. I'm giving it 5 because Brittany has daddy issues and she will probably still... 3 years is when they'll have their first big issue and then she'll say, but I'm gonna fight for my marriage. That's when that'll happen. And 3 years will be the I'm going to fight for my marriage. And then around 5 years, he might leave her, I would say.
Okay, well, if anybody out there is, if we're still even around, the show's still around, who knows, if the world is still around, 2023, I said in 2020, the very beginning of 2020, those two were done in 3 years. There, I said it. Someone mark it down somewhere, Trixie.
Yeah, I feel like we know the way these things work, right? Which is that, like, he messes up, then she decides she's going to fight for her man the way she just did already, and then there's going to be the year where they renew their vows, and then the year after that is when it ends. That's my vision.
Well, unless he's off of Vanderpump Rules sooner than that, because I think a big part of it is that he's on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, she is too, obviously.
I don't know. I think that she's
in her own right.
I think she's ready to have
a baby. Don't forget, this is an Instagram girl. This is an Instagram hookup that turned into a full-time cast member. So I think he's going to be off Vanderpump Rules, and then she'll give it another year and then be like, bye! Even Marriage Beat Camp won't call us. See ya!
Well, excuse me. So Sandoval, meanwhile, he gives his take on what happened with him and Jax. He's like, basically, I went home for Mother's Day, and because I didn't cancel my flight back because I wanted to spend time with my family, and I didn't cancel my flight back to go to his pre-bachelor party, which isn't a thing, dude, he was demoted to best man, which sounds like it would be a total Jax thing because he's totally a bridezilla, groomzilla. You know, it's like, oh, if you don't give enough attention to me and the fact that I'm getting married, then I'm going to like demote you.
Yeah. And Jax back with Sheena and Brett is like, I don't mean to make it all about me, but it's all about me. She's like, it's all about you all the time. But especially now, I guess, because you're actually getting married, which is super fun. Please don't kick me out of your wedding. That would crush me. Thanks.
You know what you should really do for Brendan? You should get her an Apple Watch because that will show her how much you really love her. Or at least it should. Like, if she's like... And then if she doesn't write you back, then you know that maybe she doesn't love you because that's what happened to me and Max. Because I got him an Apple Watch and I was like, I love you! And he didn't write back anything. Not even emoji. Wow.
You should get him an Apple ring.
Wasn't that her issue with Adam at the end of the season finale? We totally forgot about that. That should have been... That was such a funny fight. Wasn't it like...
You haven't responded to my Snapchats all day. You haven't even sent an emoji.
Well, didn't she make out with somebody? And he's like, how could you?
They had some sort of silly fight. It was so great. We really should have nominated that for a crappiest. But then again, we can only have so many, like, nominations.
We could have a whole show for Sheena.
Yeah, that's true.
Sheena thing. She should have like, been best a, spot, yeah. Best fight over a penguin named Spot. Sheena. Nominees are Sheena and Sheena. Okay, so then Champagne for Bre- Oh, these songs on Vanderpump Rules. God, I've missed this music.
Champagne for breakfast, slide away to the better ending. Can't hold me down, can't hold me down, can't hold me down.
So now it's nighttime at Tom Tom, and Lisa Vanderpump is there in her famous table, and a waiter asks, do you want something to drink? And she goes, is the Pope Catholic? Zinga! Here's a rabbit for your troubles. Hey,
here's a little bunny for your troubles. I've just pulled it out of the silverware napkin.
Look at my fork. It now has a flower on the end.
She rides out on a little unicycle.
So then, Stassi and Bo show up, and they, take a seat at a table, and Stassi's like, I feel like I'm showing everyone my vag whenever I sit down and stand up.
And she tells us, my life is going so great. I have my book, my podcast, lots of pirate off-the-shoulder sleeve shirts, and then I get
offended
the call
any
about
groups
my grandma.
In, 9 months, so.
I haven't offended any what in 9 months?
Any groups in, 9 months.
And then I'm just cracking up, and I'm like, and her grandma died. That's really nice. Okay, that's really nice. Her grandma passed away, which is super sad. But Stassi's so funny about it. She's like, my grandma is totally what I want to be, but, less bitchy.
Yeah. That's, I think, that's what most people think about their grandmas, but then they realize their grandmas are just as bitchy as you are. They just know how to hide it from you.
Yeah, they've learned they've learned how to have a goddamn butterscotch and just, fight the important battles.
Have a Werther's original.
Can you tell that I'm ready to see my meemaw? Look what I've got in my pocket. That's a good grandson.
Got a butterscotch here. Where did you find that butterscotch? Where does one buy those?
I bought it. I bought it at the grocery store, so every time my meemaw comes over, I can be like, hey, I got you something. I swear to God, it's like she wins the lottery every time. It's like giving her a dozen roses every time I hand her a butterscotch. It's like, you know me, Rondell.
Do they come in a big bag?
Yeah, you buy a big bag of butterscotches.
Of generic
butterscotches? And then when you really want to annoy people, you do this.
And I do love a butterscotch, too. I do love a butterscotch. I used to have them all the time.
I'm sorry to interrupt Ben's butterscotch story. I'm just kidding, Ben. But you guys, do you see Bueller behind me on the couch, Ben?
No, because you blurred out your background.
Look at that cute little man. Okay, hold on. Let me
unblur your background, please, so we can have some Bueller
just
porn.
Just because I pointed it out. And this is on camera, so we can all see. Look at him over there. Do you see him? Look at that face.
Bueller is so cute and photogenic. You're so lucky for your Instagram likes that you can have Bueller in your photos. I'm my Instagram likes, I've got to, I don't have Bueller. I have to, rely on things like my Dolores.
Recipes.
Basically. I've got to, I spent years trying to make people like my stuff on Instagram, and now I got Dolores, my Roomba, and it's like, show us more Dolores. It's like, Dolores does it all. Oh, that's all I had to do was turn Dolores on. I love Dolores.
Oh, Ben. That's cute. Your version of Bueller is a little iRobot.
iRobot Roomba i7 Plus. I love that thing. I really do. I'm obsessed. So anyway, that was not an ad, by the way. That was not sponsored content. That was just Ben content. That was Ben expressing his truth. So Lisa sits down. She's like, Bo, get out of here. Go talk to the boys. They want to talk about something. So she sits down with Stassi, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry about your grandmother. My eyes can detect what appears to be a broken bird.
A broken pirate bird.
So she's telling us, it makes me so proud to see Stassi is a New York Times best-selling author, even though her book is called Beast Booby Boobly Bloop Boop 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 Boop, whatever it's called. She's a best-selling bitch.
Yeah. Which, by the way, let's just all take a moment to reflect on the fact that Stassi is a New York Times best-seller.
Take that, Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Take that. I was going to say Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but that doesn't make sense. I was trying to think of Joyce Carol Oates. I knew there was another three names.
Take that, Joy Fielding. Really just going down.
Take that, Janet Ivanovich. Take that, ghost of Gore Vidal. No, Gore...
This is sad. This is just turned a sad point now. Take that, people who wrote the Bible. Take that, God.
Okay.
So Stassi is like, can we just not talk about it, Lisa? Let's just talk shit about somebody. That would make me feel better.
Lisa's like, okay, I can do that. So look, one moment I'm sympathetic and whoosh, one moment I'm gossipy. Magic!
Let us talk about the little Mariposa, your best friend, Kristen.
And Stassi's like, ugh. Well, I mean, I'm really getting frustrated with her because the way she speaks, it's like, oh, Stassi and Katie, horrible friends. I'm like, is there anyone to roll some clips? Yeah, anybody to roll some clips? And then we get some clips of Stassi and Katie yelling at Kristen for still being with Carter.
Yeah, the issue that Stassi is feeling is that Kristen keeps telling people that they're broken up, but then Carter still lives with Kristen, and then they're still hooking up and all that. And Stassi's like, I feel like she's lying to me. I'm like, no, she's not lying to you. She's just lying to herself. It's a big difference. And also, frankly, more entertaining. So enjoy it, you know? But I get it, too. Like, I think the crux of the issue is that, like, I have to sit through conversation after conversation about how she just wants to move on, and I give her advice, and then I find that they're just still together. Like, at a certain point, it's like, shut up. And then, so we don't want to talk about it anymore. She accuses us of being bad friends. So,
yeah,
that is annoying.
Yeah, I just, you know, I've been that person who's talked too much about a loser, and my friends have gotten sick of it and told me enough. And I've also been the person to say, you know what? I don't want to talk about this anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Enough. Get rid of the loser. Like, at least find a different loser we can talk about. Like, we're going to be talking about losers our whole life. At least fuck a new one. You know, we're talking about the same loser. Get a loser with some new problems.
Get a loser who's more entertaining than Carter and is like methy mouth. You know, it's just like,
for real.
Right. That's a methy mouth. I'm not saying he's on meth, but it's a methy
mouth. No, I wasn't saying right for that. I was just saying Carter in general. Does he have a methy mouth?
I think he has a methy mouth. It doesn't mean he has a he does meth, but his mouth is a little methy.
Mouth. I thought you were saying it in a gay way, like a methy mouth. And I was like, oh, he's messy, I guess. I guess like how he... I was thinking like how he talks to Kristen. I'm going on a whole different path. I'm glad you clarified.
I was like, if Ronnie's not going to say it, I'll say it. Cause it seems like something Ronnie would say, but I guess I'll do it.
Right? So I'm always accusing everybody of drugs that they're on, you know, mostly because I've done them all, so I can see them. Once you've done a drug, you can see it going through someone else's bloodstream. It's a weird, it's a weird thing.
Well, I have not done meth. I'll say that much. That's why I'm not accusing him of having a... I'm just saying it just looks like a methy mouth, but it may be just a natural mouth.
Yeah. A very natural mouth. So Vanderpump is like, well, if she is lying to you, I'll tell you this. Lying is the end of the road for me. You can do a lot of things to me, but lying... that is the end of the story. And I'll say it again to not redoll, not online.
And I just want to say that for the record, magic is not lying just because I'm tricking you.
Tricking is not lying. You can put that in the bank.
Illusions are not lies.
So Stassi is in her apartment now picking out a funeral dress and talking about... She's like, I'm going to do her eulogy. Like, I want to do it justice. Okay, I've started coming up with things. Grandma, you basic fucking bitch.
And then I'll probably just do a few verses from Les Mis and then circle back and be like, you were a basic bitch. You wouldn't even have my butterscotches. Do some Phantom. Back to Les Mis. Love you, Grandma.
When I die, I want it to be like a fucking haunted house, okay? And then there's going to be like trespassers, but they all have my face on them. And then I want to be like taxidermied so people can take selfies with me. She's going to like turn that thing around so she can get her proper ass implant side to the fucking camera.
Sheena. Yeah, I am like, I can't believe Stassi is actually making personnel calls from the grave. Like, okay, we're going to have past hors d'oeuvres, okay? And everyone's going to look like me, and it's not going to be pigs in a blanket, okay? It's going to be pigs in a coffin. AF.
And then, what is this music from?
Da, 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 da.
This movie music that they started playing in this next theme. Did you recognize it?
When we actually went to the next scene?
Yeah, so it's like so perfect lawns and...
I mean, that's adorable for you to think that Bravo purchased the rights to any sort of like known music for this show, but
it was. It was a famous movie theme.
I didn't. Next time
I think
I'll
maybe
Shazam.
Pleasantville. I did Shazam and it couldn't find it, which lends, you know, weight to your argument that it's just a made up song.
Well, why should I have to argue when you've argued for me? So the point is this.
The argument is you're right, like
usual.
I don't
like music liars. The point is this. We learned that Tom and Katie, Jackson, Britt, and Tom and Ariana have all moved into the valley, and they all have identical houses. This is what Stassi's saying. She's like, they all have houses. The same house. The same exact house. And then, I love this. So then we go to the valley, and there's this bucolic suburban, pseudo 1950s, like suburban bliss music that's like, ha la 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 la, bloop 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 bloop. It's like Valley Village. For people who don't live in Los Angeles, Valley Village is not like, it's not Pleasantville, okay? But the fact that they tried to make it look that way was hilarious, and I feel like it was an inside joke for anyone who lives in this area.
Yeah, it was like, there's an IKEA not too far by. How perfect.
Ooh, what there's perfection. An Alan Ed's car stereo store. There's a Baja Fresh on Riverside just nearby.
Jax is mowing his lawn, which also, for those of you who don't live in this real world, Jax does not do. Okay,
no.
So
it's like
so
domestic
Tom and
bliss, and Brittany's trying to stuff a pillow into a pillowcase. She goes, why is this pillow so hard?
Now, that was the only realistic part, I think, in all of this, was Brittany not understanding how pillows go in. So then we see Katie and Tom, and they're in the same exact house. And Schwartz is like, her post-marriage life has been so blissful, Bubba, and indulgent. And she's standing on like a ladder with a nail. They're hanging pictures or something. Yeah. And he's just like staring at her. Didn't it look like he was just like staring like at her? Because he's not paying attention, you know, like staring at her stomach. And he's like, and indulgent. We should really like start bringing sexy back. I was like, God. Are you really this much of an asshole, or is it just on accident?
Yeah, maybe you should take that initiative onto yourself first before you start suggesting it for the couple. And like Katie is like, I thought that was such a great visual metaphor, this like pristine wall, and she's just taking a nail, like bang, 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 bang.
Katie crashing through dream world.
And then we also saw Tom and Ariana's house. And Tom's like, dude, we should keep this area open so I can work on my breakdancing. And Ariana's just staring like,
I take my breakdancing very seriously.
I take my breakdancing very seriously. You're not going to be breakdancing if your feet are going to hit our adult credenza in the corner here.
And of course, they all have the exact same house, like we've said. And Ariana's like, yep, just goes to show that some people are leaders in this world and some people are followers. And now we know. Who's who?
Yeah, because they were the first ones to do it, to move to the valley. I love that, finding leadership in moving to the valley.
Oh, just like Moses leading his people through the Red Sea to get to a very hot valley with an IKEA and a decent Target with four-level parking.
So I actually really, at first I was like, oh man, this season, how's it going to be? They're all like, half of them have moved off to the suburbs. That's not fun. But then I really saw a lot of potential because Tom Sandoval was pissed at Jax because when Tom was house shopping, Jax apparently was one-upping him the entire time. Like, oh dude, oh, that's nice. You're going to get a house with like two bedrooms. I guess we're just going to need three because we're just going to have a family. I guess you guys aren't having a family. Huh? No? Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I love suburban competition. I love the idea of that on this show now.
Yeah, and by the way, their house is not two bedrooms; it's 10 bedrooms. So, wow, that's
what?
That's nuts.
Is it for real?
Yeah, that's what I read online.
Jax's?
They bought like a no, Tom's.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's what I read. Tom and Ariana's house is 10 bedrooms. My love. We know where we're going to try and live.
I know.
We never go completely shit up the creek. Up Schitt's Creek, which is also about more people.
Moving.
If you watch Schitt's Creek.
You know, I don't watch it. I tried to watch the first season because I love Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy and everything. And I remember watching the first season, like the first few episodes, and being like, this isn't as funny as I want it to be. It's like, and so I just was like, oh, that was a nice try. But then people, like, over the years, been like, oh my God, it's so funny. It's so funny. And then apparently in season two is when it gets really funny. And now it's apparently, like, people are obsessed with it. And now I feel like I've missed the boat.
Oh, well, that's a good thing about TV. You can always go back.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, so Tom is like, yeah, you know, like, he's always talking about school systems. Oh, whatever, God damn it. But, you know, like, me and Ariana getting a house together is, like, the way we show our commitment. Like, we're not getting married, so this is, like, our baby, all right? Can I just have one thing that Jax doesn't shit on?
No, yeah. Because you're fucking friends with Jax, okay?
Yeah.
It's like being friends with Drew Barrymore and getting mad that everything's always starting on fire, you know?
Like, how... wow. It's like being mad at Drew. It's like being friends with Drew Barrymore and finding out she's not in high school.
Yeah, man.
You know, and has been kissed.
Yeah, it's like mad that she's talking to like aliens instead of like helping you out with anything.
It's like being friends with Drew Barrymore and finding out she does remember what happened yesterday.
Oh God, another thing, everyone's like, Adam Sandler's new movie is brilliant. Guess what? Not buying it. I'm not buying that. Adam Sandler's a brilliant actor. Okay, check in with me again.
People don't realize this, but when we did our first live crappy show at the Improv, we had to like cut it short because Adam Sandler wanted to use the room to film a stand-up special, and I've always been upset about that.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I forgot about that. Totally, yeah. Actually. But thank you
for
reigniting
my anger. Yeah, Adam Sandler cut short one of our shows.
Yeah, how dare you, sir.
How
now
dare you?
Now who's winning? Now who's
winning?
Never
finally,
mind. Okay, you're
finally
still
we've
winning.
Aired our grievances.
You're still winning, but we're still angry. Okay, so the point is, this is a 53-minute episode so far, and I'm just talking about movies. So
you did ask my opinions on Schitt's Creek. I was like, I did not start this tangent. Yeah.
I know. I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying, wow. Anything else we want to talk about real quick before we get
Let's talk about Jax saying now he's acting. He goes, you know, Tom and I don't even have that much in common anymore. Like, that's, you know, does he even know that me, Jax Taylor, is getting married next month? Yes, Jax. Everyone knows. Everyone in Valley Village and beyond knows.
You see, people like Jax, it's like you want a fucking medal for not getting caught cheating for like 3 months in a row, you know? So Brittany's like, they've been through so much. Jax has done so much to Tom. Tom has done so much to Jax. Wait a minute. Can we roll that back a little bit? What has Tom done to Jax exactly?
All that Tom did was like punch Jax. And that was in response to shit that Jax had done to Tom.
Yes. That's all they could come up with in all these years was that punch. Or those three punches, which were very funny. I hate violence, but God, that was a fun trip.
That was a fun, it was a great punch. Like I hate violence too, but when there has been violence on this show, it's been very rewarding.
Yeah.
Now they're like talking about it, like Tom Schwartz is talking about it with Katie, and he's like, oh, Baba, being a best man, that's a lot of responsibility. That's really hard. It's like, sir, you run a bar, and you're scared of like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you're scared of like arranging a party.
Yeah, he's like, I can't do this alone. There's no way in hell. So Brittany's like, well, don't worry. They're going to be at the housewarming party. We can talk to them then. So then back to Katie. She's like, I'm telling people it's not a housewarming. It's a house chilling.
I mean, so annoying.
No one can chill a house like Katie.
I know. I mean, it's like she's like, now you may not be able to see our Bubba art anymore, but I will make you feel it.
Yeah, where is that Bubba art?
It's like up in the attic, like just getting wrinklier and wrinklier as like Tom Schwartz just stays young.
So
read about that in the New York Times best-selling book, the
Bubba art.
Bubba art, the Bubba art of Dorian Gray.
The Bubba art.
Dorian Gray sounds like someone who would work at Sir. Like, yeah. Hi, my name is Dorian. I moved here because I just really want to be a waiter, and I feel like I'd be great for Sir.
Hi, I'm Dorian Gray, and I fucked Peter for this gig. So
Peter's like, ever since I fucked Dorian Gray, something weird's been happening to my body. I don't know how to explain it, but Dorian's looking better than ever.
Oh God. So, Katie and Stassi are both talking about in their respective homes how sick they are of Kristen and Carter. And then we get a new song.
Live the dream. Live the dream. Live the dream.
And we're still in Valley Village, which I'm not really sure. And then we do a swoosh, 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 swoosh to Lala showing up at Lisa Vanderpump's house in kind of like a layered toilet paper dress.
But before we even do say that, we do have to address the fact that at the commercial break, we did get a wonderful music video, Stassi and Sheena singing a song for Like a Boss. Did you see that?
No, Lala and Sheena. Or Stassi and Sheena?
Yeah, no, Lala and Sheena. Sorry.
I did not see it, and I still knew that that could not be right. They have. What is the song like? I didn't see it.
It's exactly what you would think a Lala and Sheena collab would be like. It's just very much like a boss, like a boss, corner, like a boss. And Lala's like, you think you want to be like a boss? I'm going to sing a song right now like a boss. You can't have me like a boss, like a boss, like a boss, like a boss, like a boss. And you know what? It's actually really good. And I love it.
Wow. No, I didn't see that. I feel terrible.
I feel like Trixie will should go be back. Scared. Trixie should be scared because Lala's coming for her job.
Yeah, Lala's going to take it. That's her new role. She needs to be doing something else now that she's not working at Sarah's. Just hand her a mic and let her do all these little interstitial
like
songs.
This one, TikTok. Yeah. What was it? TikTok, Let's Stop in the Team, We're Going to Live the Dream. Was that what it was?
Who's that?
The song, Trixie. You just sang it.
Oh, this song right now?
Yeah.
On this show, it's just Living the Dream, Living the Dream.
Oh, I thought there was some sort of like TikTok quality to it, like where she went TikTok, TikTok. Could be wrong. I don't know. Anyway, so we're at Villa Rosa with Lala, and Lisa Vanderpump is with her dog. She's like, "Go, doggies, go meet Lala, go meet Lala, the most brokenest bird of all."
Oh, Lala, finally, someone who can fetch a bone as easily as Snooky. Come on in, darling.
Lala, I'm sure you're wondering what that cloud of smoke is over there. It's me, I appeared.
Lala, who's behind you right now?
It's me.
Look at that. So Snooky starts humping Vanderpump's arm, and she doesn't even stop him. She's just like, "Oh, Snookums, he's got to hump me every time I give someone attention." And Lala's like, "That's like Rand, basically." So Lala has just hit 6 months of sobriety. Now, I'm not sure what that includes, but I feel like that's like an all-inclusive cruise where they're like, "Oh, all your drinks include this price, but then you still have to pay for like bottles of water or whatever." I'm not sure how inclusive this is what I'm saying. Okay. So Lala's like, I'm sober, basically. And I'm saying, So Lala's like, sobriety has been the biggest gift I've ever given myself. I mean, I'm a happy person. I don't attack people. Clips of her like
boo.
And you fucking bitch!
Yeah. I was like, wait, Lala, this is not supposed to endear me. I want you to attack people. I love that side of you.
Yeah, who are you? Who asked for this side of you? No one asked.
No one asked for the like the Jackie Lala Nassus. So she's basically like, you know, I miss my friend. I miss James as my friend. Like, I miss him, skew-skew. Like, juju, juju, skew-skew, juju, James, you know? I sound like I'm saying juju, which is not what I'm saying. Not that there's anything wrong with it, because I am Jewish. Okay? Right? So, but Lisa, basically they agree that James has to be sober, but, and Lala all of a sudden is saying things like, I just want people to see who James really is. I'm like, that's funny that you say that because you weren't very interested in that last season. Where did this come from?
Yeah, you not only ignored him last season, like you actively came for him.
Yeah, you were like obnoxious. You were so mean to him last season. Yeah.
So she's like, well, as you know, in Utah, I'm very into the Humane Society. I was like, wait a minute. Now this is your storyline? Can we not?
I know. Well, basically, they have to figure out what to do with Lala. I actually like that they address it. Lisa Vanderpump's like, well, I mean, she's in a different place in her life. She can't just be like stepping off of her private plane and then escorting people to their tables at a restaurant. So essentially they're finding a position for her at Vanderpump Dogs. So that way the entire universe has been taken care of on the show.
Yeah, and Lala's like, I will do anything. I mean, if it means cleaning up dog shit. She's like, actually, yes, that is what it will include. Have fun, stupid.
It'll be worth it if Lala fights with John Sessa. I would love that.
Also, big news, speaking of, you just triggered me. I heard that Vanderpump Dogs is real. Is that a real thing? Hold on, yeah, I have to look at it.
It's a real...
It's a real TV show.
Oh, the show?
Vanderpump Pets. Hold on. Vanderpump Pets TV show. I just read somewhere. Yes, Vanderpump Pets will be premiering on something or something.
No.
You know what? Maybe I dreamt it. I don't know. I can't find it online, and who cares? Okay, so Kristen is at home looking crazy. She, like a lady just at the riverbed with some Ziplocs full of, you know, fish bait.
She's looking at picture frames. Like, she has, like, two picture frames, and we don't even see what's on them, but she looks at them like, huh? She just, like, puts them down, like, happier times.
Yeah, it's two, like, little tiny canvases, which, you know, she and Carter painted for each other, but they never showed the front of them. But you know that's what it was.
Like, it still has, like, the CVS pictures inside them, like the happy couple. Oh, us in better times. I'm like, that's not even you. Those people are just a generic, like, stock photography. Yeah.
It's like a blonde lady and a bald guy with a cat. She's like, sometimes
I just buy picture frames and keep the people in them just so I feel like I've got friends still. Cuckoo.
Oh, so Stassi comes over and she's like, I forgot you were packing. You're doing a terrible job. She goes, when do you have to move? And Kristen's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm supposed to be out in a week. She's so you do know, you're moving in a week.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know. Shoulder roll. And so, yeah, she's like, you know, I try constantly with, like, you and Katie, but I'm going through a breakup, and then I don't hear back from you guys. Like, who are my friends? Just these people in the picture frames? I've named them Callista and Harrison. No relation.
They have a cute daughter named Flockhart. And Stassi's like, I feel like you're lying to me. Like, you say you're broken up, but every single person knows Carter still lives here. You still see each other. Yes. You still fuck. Like, what yes. the fuck?
Which is up to me. Yes. Yes. I love how Kristen has, like, weird ownership moments as if that, like, exonerates her. It's like, and you guys apparently, like, kill people at night.
That's our choice.
Yep. You burned down a house last night in Valley Village. But we chose to do
that's
that.
That's what we do. We did that. We chose to.
Power. Kristen empowerment. Mary Post empowerment, okay? So she's like, you, and Kristen also doesn't learn a lesson, right? This is where she should have learned, because Kristen goes, my best friend should say, if it works for you, then that's fine. And Stassi goes, well, how is it working for you? Or she says something like that. She's like, ugh, got me there. And then it gets her again later in this episode when Lala asks her, and how's that working for you? I was like, Kristen, how many times are you going to walk into this joke? Learn to say something else to these girls.
And that works for us.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is that Kristen has been, like, the main proponent of, like, listen, as a friend, I have to say something that, like, you don't want to hear, but as a friend, I had to say it. You know, she's done that so many times over the years. And so now that it's happening towards her and she just does not want to hear it, it's perfect. Perfect justice.
Yeah, and Stassi goes, Kristen has this way of making herself look like whatever she's feeling. Like, if I'm feeling like shit, I try and make myself look cuter and go out. But look at Kristen. I mean, she's sad. She looks like she's been crying for 5 days and roasting cans of beans over a fire into the freeway or whatever, you know?
She basically looks like that crazy pack rat person in Labyrinth, okay? You know, with a thing all on her back. That's what Kristen is.
And Stassi's like, so is that okay with you? I mean, is it fine? Are you fine? Or whatever. And then the Chiron says, 1 hour earlier. And Kristen's like, oh, Carter. She's like, Carter, of course I want to sleep with you. Of course I want to kiss you. Of course I want to hug you right now. But if I do it, I look like a fucking loser.
I literally cannot imagine just saying, oh, I'll never talk to Carter again. I mean, look, he's such a good conversationalist. Look at his personality as it pops off the television screen year after year on this show.
And she's so guilty of doing exactly what they're accusing her of. She's telling Carter, like, of course I love you. Of course I want to be with you. But I can't be with you because I'll look like a joke. Like, in other words, like, my friends won't my friends will be mad if I'm still with you. You know,
they're basically like a codependent mess. I mean, they're just like an exact example of codependent mess. And this may be biased, but I always blame the man in those situations because, you know, I always feel like the men always do it to the women. But either way, they both contribute to a very unhealthy dynamic. That's also hilarious to watch.
Yeah. So Kristen's crying. She's like, I just want to get back together again with you and like secretly judge people and have lunch and stuff. And Stassi's like, oh my God, that's my favorite thing to do.
Thank you. Nice. So then we have another Trixie Monocle jam. She goes, we shot brighter. We shot brighter than the sun.
Which is, it sounds like it's all fun and games until you live in the valley and you're like, why is it 15 degrees hotter here than it is in West Hollywood?
It literally is brighter out here. Why? Why am I living in this sun-baked neighborhood? So yeah. Katie is like, so because we are new homeowners, we have to have sophisticated parties, which is why we're filling up Super Soakers with vodka. House chilling. I'm like, this is...
Yeah. This is basically a dress like... Curves. Oh, good. Some Cheetos or something.
Yeah.
But this is a dress like Katie party, so everybody just comes in their pajamas with like a couch cushion stapled to their ass.
We get all the whole gang. We get all the new people. We get Logan and Logan, because there are two Logans, people may not realize.
Double Logs.
Double Logs. And then Peter. So then Peter arrives. Peter.
Peter. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Peter.
Peter. Poor Peter has just Poor ironed Peter. His hair. Like something weird's going on with Peter. So he's he pulls aside Dana. He's had some what?
Some challenges in the off season.
Yeah, what happened to him in the off season? Like, did anything really happen to him?
No. Or nothing just... really happened that I know of. I'm just saying, you know.
I was like, ooh, tell me.
No. But either way, so Peter is like sits down Dana, and he's like, you know, now that you're going to be working at Sir, you know, I just don't want there to be any weirdness because I'm basically going to be your boss, and you know. Because we hooked up. She's like, did we? And it turns out in that stupid scene from last season when, like, the guys all had, like, a room at the Sky Bar and girls came over, Dana was one of those girls.
Oh, my God. I was dying when they showed that. Dana is one of those girls for the fucking Sky Bar. This show really does honor people who do shit like that, you know?
It really does.
Brittany is the Instagram girl who ended up I was like, please, that girl just came on Instagram to get on this show, became a serious regular, whether or not that's true. Then there was Raquel, who's just like, why is she putting up with all this shit from James? Who puts up with all this crap? And now a serious regular on the show. And then they literally just took a girl that the guys were hitting on and that Peter made out with in the bathroom from the Sky Bar. I mean, you know, you got to hand it. At least this show respects the rules of Los Angeles.
It makes me feel bad for the robots who don't get a good shot. Like when Kristen found that girl from Florida and like the girl like walked up to Tom Sandoval and said, We hooked up. Like, and then we never saw her again. Like, that's too bad that didn't work out for her.
Look at you. Ever since you were talking about bonding with your Roomba, you're sticking up for the robots. You're like, why don't iRobots ever get a chance? Point out that James was also one of those. Got Kristen. He got with Kristen and got on this show. You know, just so.
What about the girl from last season who Kristen tried to be messy with James? Like, there have been a few that haven't quite made it. There's that have tried. That girl with at Pride last season. Nope, she didn't make work out. Hope. Oh, Hope. Yeah, I thought you were saying nope. Nope. Yeah, Hope didn't work out.
No, I'm like, nope, Ben, nope.
I'm like, Hope. No, I know. It didn't work out for her. You're like, no.
Well, her name could have been Nope.
Yeah, her name was Hope. And then there was that other girl. What was the name of the girl? She lasted like two seasons. She was like a hostess, and she slept with James.
A hostess. Oh yes. Oh God. What was that girl? And she really made an effort because they went to James's DJ night. Whatever.
Her name was
and
like Leah.
That was a
like
big
that,
confrontation. Or... not Gina. What was that girl's name? She still works. Oh no. Now she works at Toca Madera. She was our waiter when I went there with Jenna and Reed. My
really?
Cousins. She was over there. Yeah.
But she's not the same Toca Madera girl as the other one. Who got
in
trouble. Danny.
Right, Danny? Yeah. They're all... Toca Madera, it's like an incestuous circle over there.
I don't remember who it was. And you know what? We'll figure it out by the next episode. So don't worry about it, everyone.
Point is, Peter supposedly makes out with some girl from the Sky Bar, gets her into the restaurant, and now is like the new star of this show, right? And she won't even cop to kissing him. She's like, I think I would remember if I kissed a pirate. It's like, oh,
wow.
Poor Peter. Poor sad Peter.
So then we have a little shot of Bo and Stassi driving to the airport, and Bo keeps on talking about, like, all the things that Stassi has to do for the vigil, and, you know, just, you know, like, it's a vigil. You just keep it simple. It's just gotta be from heart, because that's what a vigil is. And finally, Stassi's like, why do you keep saying vigil? It's a eulogy. He's like, oh. You're off the show.
So then Schwartz is showing people his house. He's like, I like this bathroom. It's a good pooping bathroom.
Yeah.
And then Sheena and Kristen are talking. And, of course, Sheena sees Max and immediately walks up to him. It's like, oh, my God, do you have something? Let me fix your shirt. Yeah. Let me fix it. We're just friends, everybody. Like, best friends, but just friends, everybody.
By the way, Sheena arrived with Brett, which is an issue for Brett later on. So Kristen is like, so, Sheena, is everything with Max going good? And Sheena's like, oh, yeah, we're like best friends. I mean, we're like not, I mean, maybe not best friends, but like really good friends. Like, I care about him so much. I put him another Apple Watch so that way they can remind the first Apple Watch to ride me back. And like, we literally talk like every day. Like, well, not every day, but like every week. Every, like, once a month, I get an emoji from him. It's like, we're so cool. And he's coming to Palm Springs next weekend. Okay.
Did she say for a couples trip? Did she say he's coming to Palm Springs for a couples? Because I only wrote down maybe. Palm Springs.
I thought weekend. I only heard Palm Springs next weekend.
But then Dana heard. She's like, I know that they dated, but now they're going to Palm Springs for a couple trip. Cool. Cool. Totally cool with that. So
I
then Jack's...
Like Dana, Dana's like scowling in the corner. I'm like, you only hooked up with Max once, I think. I guess my question is, how extensive is the Max-Dana situation? Because...
Yeah. Especially if you hooked up the night before shooting. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not sure about this. People. Mm-hmm. So Jax is talking to Kristen, and he's like, so where's your significant other? And she's like, I don't have one. And he goes, oh, okay, you don't have one. And then Carter comes in, and Kristen's just doing like an angry like shoulder thing while she sips her drink. She's like,
he literally walks in on her saying I don't have a significant other, and he's like, there, like, he's like, hey, like, here are my flowers. So then Brett pulls aside Max, and he's like, dude, I always feel like wherever I go places, I'm always like walking into a place on Sheena's hip, but I'm like not trying to be with her. So like, what do I do? And Max is like, yeah, Sheena is like very boy crazy. It can be overwhelming. And Katie's just like listening in, just like snickering, like, I'm going to tell someone something. Like, she's in a Jane Austen novel, you know?
Yeah, she's just, like, so excited to go crush Sheena. You know, it's, like, her favorite thing to do. So, this Max guy is like, yeah, that girl, I mean, look, like, you know, you're just out of a relationship. I'm just out of a relationship. And you know that the last thing you're supposed to do is hang out every day, which I did with her. Not that I didn't want to, but I realized my dick was in it at the time. Something like that. And so Katie runs straight to Sheena. It's like, they're saying you're boy crazy and Max made a mistake of hanging out with you. So have fun crying in the pooping bathroom. It's over there.
Wait, what? What? So then Sheena walks over. She's like, so what are you guys talking about? Are you talking about penguins? Apple Watches? TVs? What are you talking about? Did you say I'm boy crazy?
And he's like, yeah, but I didn't say it in a bad way. Like, it's not a bad term. She's like, well, Katie said it like it was a bad term. Like, I was hanging out with you too much. I mean, like, you were the one who pursued me. Just know that. Like a boss, night to day, like a boss. Like a boss. Whatever.
Like, we've gone to such a good place. Like, we've really turned a corner. And, like, you're coming to my place next weekend. And, like, I don't know. I just, like, I don't like being called crazy. And, like, I'm crying right now because I don't like being called crazy, and I'm like not crazy. I'm just crying like a crazy person right now. I don't raise voice.
Don't try to make me look like the desperate one. Hey Siri, remind Adam to call me. I'm a Max. I'm a.
And Dana's just smirking in the corner, like, I won this one. So now Lala and Katie are talking about Carter and how, like, they basically agree that he's manipulating her to like stay in the scenario. This is why I blame Carter, because he's living off of Kristen. So I think I'm blaming the leech, right? So they just agree that he's manipulating her. And then we just like cut to a shot randomly of Peter. He is taking like a punch bowl of tequila and he's like, just downing it in his throat.
Poor Peter. Poor Peter.
Poor Peter.
Kristen,
what you gonna do?
Yeah, the guys are playing outside and Katie's telling Lala, maybe you should be the one to talk to Carter because, so she, Max pulls Dana aside and then they show Sheena's face. She's like, not at all. Like she's furious.
Siri, set a reminder on Max's watch after 5 minutes he has to end the conversation.
And then she gets the housewives. That sound effect. So Max pulls her aside, Dana aside, and he's like, I just wanted to talk because, like, you're going to be working at Sir now. So if we hook up, it's totally okay. So you want to do something at work tomorrow? Probably yeah. Not including me paying for anything. So just warning you now. She's like, okay, so now that we're together, like Palm Springs, what the hell with Palm Springs? You're going to Sheena to Palm Springs? Not that I care.
Yeah. But he's like, no, I'm not going alone. I'm just like, Sheena and I have... Listen. Let me say something that will put you totally at ease. Sheena and I have not hooked up since we stopped hooking up.
In the pooping bathroom 5 minutes ago.
I was like,
that apology.
No concrete timeline of that explanation. Just say no.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you know who Dana looks like? One of the twins from Summer House. She looks like an origin story of one of those twins.
Sort of. I have not concluded who she looks like to me yet, but I know that there's someone out there that I feel like I can really compare her to really nicely.
Okay, well, I'll keep trying.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to Palm Springs like alone with her, just like maybe to Palm Springs. I'm not going to Palm Springs. I don't fucking know. Where am I going? West Palm Springs. What's spring?
Why would there be a palm and a spring together? Like, one's a tree and one is like a device that's in a watch, like in this Apple Watch from Sheena that she gave me because she loves me.
Yeah. So Lala pulls Carter aside. Lala, as Sheena would say, pulls Carter aside. And she's like, Kristen's our friend. She cries often. You still live in the apartment. And it seems like you've latched on. Like, you can go home at night if you don't have a job. So that's good for you. And, like, she's, like, telling off Carter.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, you know what? Like, I understand what it's like to be in a couple where there's, like, an income disparity. But, you know, I make up for it in other ways. You know, like, I run a tight-ass household. And you know what? I give killer BJs, okay? Last time I checked, Carter's not giving killer BJs.
Yeah. I don't look like a frog. So that's what I give to my relationship. So
Carter has this response, which also makes me want to blame him. He goes, you really think I would stay there if she didn't feel like she wanted me to be there? Meaning, like, he's like, I stay there because she wants me to be there. I'm like, but you're probably codependent to her and playing mind games with her, so she feels like she needs you there, which is why she says, no, I need you here. And then you say, well, she needs me here, so I gotta stay. Like,
I don't know. I can't be on Kristen's side either. Because, like, they just showed that clip earlier on the episode of Kristen, like, of course I love you, of course I need you, but I can't admit it because I don't want to look like a loser. It's like, well, yeah. I don't know. I'm sure this is going to be going on the entire year, so I guess I don't need to make a huge stance on it right now. But
we'll circle back next episode and the episode after that. And after that.
And the episode. The next 24 weeks of our lives.
So he's like, he goes, listen, I was doing a video for her website, and guess who shot her photo shoot today? This guy, because she doesn't have anybody else. I was like, I don't know. Lala's like, well, I'm finally seeing a gray area skew, but I don't know. I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. I kind of feel like Carter's trash.
Yeah, okay. Well, Lala's like, well, like, I, like, crave honesty in people, which is so funny that this is the running theme for today. It's like, honesty on Vanderpump Rules. The most important lesson that we're all learning today, honesty.
It's illusion.
So now Lala's very easily swayed in every argument, you know, so now she's like, oh my God, totally on Carter's side now.
Yeah.
So Kristen sees the tone change outside because everybody's seen them talking, right? So Kristen's like, oh my God, I don't feel comfortable right now. Like, why is this happening?
Mariposa, cuckoo. So then there's like dancing, like Tom and Ariana are dancing and there's like twerking and all that stuff. And then Tom Sandoval and Jack's like, sit down outside in the back, and they start talking. And Jax is like, yeah, I want to come over into your house because I never got an invitation, bro, you know? And Tom's like, yeah, well, dude, you know, like, I felt really judged. Like, you know, that's our that house. That's like our wedding day in a sense. And then, you know, like, you're like, how much is it? Like, how much square footage? Do you mind that I just jerked off in the corner, dude?
Remember when you were like, turns out your guest closet can't get pregnant because I've tried like 3 times, left some spoods in there. Sorry, bro.
You literally had sex with my house. Like, while I was sleeping. Like, how could you do that again, bro?
And Jax is like, yeah, but I was saying, like, we wanted a school section because, like, we're going to have a baby. And, like, I thought you were going to get a shoebox because it's, like, 2 of you. It's, like, fucking 2 of you. And, like, us, it's going to be, like, tons of people because Brittany wants, like, 3 kids.
Yeah.
He goes, fuck off.
He goes, I mean, this is a serious time for me. I'm getting married. Really? Didn't know.
Hadn't heard that. So Tom's like,
yeah, but like when you were planning your pre-bachelor party that one time, I told you the one time I couldn't do it, and then that's when you planned it, all right? And then I get these texts about you second-guessing me as your best man, and he's like, yeah, because like just once in a while, can't you text me like, hey, man, still excited for your wedding. I know you're getting married. Jax is getting married. I can't fucking believe Jax, of all people, is getting married. Whoa, man, bro, just checking in with you. And he's like,
literally texted you that, Jax.
Also, anyone who needs like texts from their friends, like I'm still excited for your wedding. Oh my god! Like anyone who needs that in their life should investigate like priorities and like where their soul is, because that's just like no. Okay, if your friends are churning out money on the regular for your wedding, like you can't also then tell them to be excited too when their like vacation to the Caribbean has now had to go on the back burner for your stupid 5th bachelor party.
Yes. And Tom's like, I did text you that. And Jax is like, I didn't have any of those texts. I don't have any of those texts. And Tom's like, bro, got it ready as evidence right now. All right.
Look, I said, yo, after this week, let's get together. Let me know where I can help out. I sent it to you.
And he's like, nope, don't remember seeing that. Yeah. Nope. And he goes, you responded back, Jax.
And then Jax goes, I mean, so he changed, then he pivots, of course. He goes, I mean, obviously I want you as my best man. That wasn't my intention. My intention was just to get your attention. And I did. Oh, so that's what this all was. You're just you're the one just wanted to be loved.
Yeah.
So then
he's still going to be best man now. Tom's going to be best man again.
Yeah, that's all solved. So now Kristen and Carter, Kristen is like, so you and Lala were talking for a really fucking long time. It's freaking me out, Mariposa.
He's like, yeah, well, she said that I need to move out because you're, like, really sad and really unhappy all the time. She's like, oh, you see, this is when I get defensive, all right? Because, like, it's not anybody's business to tell you to move. So what's going on, you know? And yeah. So he's like, well, you don't need to protect me. She's just, but I will protect you. And then they kiss, and he's like, I love you. I love you. What the fuck?
I don't know. I think that he's a fucker. I think he'll swoop in with like romantic things because like that's what like she needs because of whatever stuff she's gone through in her life. And so she's like, he loves me, so I love him back. You know, like I don't believe it. Like when he said that, like guess who was doing the photo shoot? It was me, because he probably said to her, no one can do a photo shoot as well as I can, and I'll do it for cheap for you. Like I just always feel like there's something more.
Or she just assumed that he would do it. You know, it's like she assumed he would do it for free or whatever.
Oh, and, you know, she should get that for free if she's paying for all the bills. She should at least be able to cash in for a photo shoot here and there. So I don't trust Carter. I don't.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't trust him either. I'm just saying, like, this is Kristen we're talking about, you know?
So that, yeah, that Kristen's like, you know what? I would never go to, you know, when Lala did that, I would never go to Randall and interject while they were having a fight. I'm like, yes, you would. You would do it, like, with a smile on your face.
So then Kristen she goes up to Lala, right? And Lala's just sitting there all calmly. She's like, I'm confused what you were talking to Carter about. And Lala's like, yeah, I'm confused too, because like you're telling me one thing, he's telling me another thing. And like, I don't like when people confide in me something other than what's going on. Okay. And Kristen's like, oh, I don't even confide on you. And so then they start fighting. And Kristen, this is where she falls into it again. She goes, you guys should be like, whatever works for you, Kristen. She goes, is it working for you?
Poor Kristen.
Oh, damn it. And by the way, the entire time, so we talked about JoJo, the waiter, he was like in the background and he was talking and he has like a really booming voice. And the entire time, I just kept hearing his voice be like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't hear what he was saying, but like while Kristen was talking, I would hear you be Kristen talking. You just say stuff as Kristen. I was like, oh my God, dual Kristen voices. It's so distracting. Booming voices. It's hard.
It's funny. Yeah, so now Lala and Kristen are fighting, right?
Yeah.
And so Lala's like, Kristen's like, you don't even support me. I don't even know what you're talking about. I never contact you about anything. She's like, okay, fine. Then, you know, don't call me at all then. And you're just doing to me what you did to Katie and Stassi. She goes, oh, now you're playing the Katie and Stassi card? Oh, no.
Is that a card? I mean, I know about the race card. I know about, like, a gay card. I know about a lot of, you know, there's actually, like, a lot of cards. I don't think there's, like, a Stassi and Katie card. Is there one? What deck are
we
playing
with? It's just a stack of cards that say, and literally.
I think it's like literally like a scrap of paper that someone wrote Stassi and Katie on. And they misspelled Katie. They added like a Y. I don't think it's a real card.
It's just a deck of cards called Literally Made.
Literally Made. That is a deck of cards called...
You're literally a maid.
Uno AF. Yeah.
Agnasta.
Agnasta.
Okay, so Schwartz sees... Oh, okay.
Well, that's their fighting. So then she's like, you're a fucking bitch. You're a fucking bitch. And Lala's like, do not call me out of my name, Kristen. Do not call me out of my name. I'm like, well, Lala really isn't your name, just so you know, but that's fine. Lauren. Lauren Kent. We've seen the internet.
And Brittany's like, I'm in Gaia. Don't fight, y'all.
And they keep cutting to Ariana in the corner, just staring at them like, can I play Robin now?
She's like, what? Why am I still on this fucking show? Fucking losers. Can I play Robin now?
Yeah, she's like so done with this fight. So then Katie's like, Kristen, you don't get to walk away. Like, no one is attacking you except for all of us, okay? And everyone's trying to be real with you by attacking you, okay? You do not get to walk away. This is a house chill. Not a house power walk.
You talk about how you're such a good friend and everyone's a bad friend and it's bullshit. Okay, how many times?
Kristen's like, ugh! She like slams the door and they've like programmed her own ring on their ring doorbell. It's like, oh God. Oh God.
Do you hear your voice right now, Katie? I know, it's so annoying, right? Quiet, Schwartz.
It's like, how many times does someone get to cry wolf? I mean, how many times does someone get to sit 7 hours on my balcony crying? Really? Because we've been listening to you do it for years, and you just married a dude. He said he yells because he can't stand the sound of your fucking voice, so I don't know. I have a feeling you've all put in the hours at this point.
And in classic Katie form, she goes, forgive me for wanting better for you. Yes. Yes, Katie. What a friend. Yeah. Always wants the best.
Yeah, always.
Classic Vanderpump
friend.
Rules. You're fucking on everyone. Katie. You're on no one's side and everyone's side all at once.
Yes. It's like you're on nobody's side, but you're so glad that they're here.
Yes. I like the episode. I thought it was hilarious. I'm very hopeful that we have a fun season.
Yep. And that brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules.
Tomorrow, we are back with Real Housewives of New Jersey. For everyone who's like wondering where our episode was from last week, we're on vacation. But we are going to recap the entire fight scene, not just where the episode picks up. So don't worry. We'll get that all in there. And then we'll also have Real Housewives of Dallas Reunion Part 2 later this week. So, fun stuff,
We're
guys.
Excited. We will see you tomorrow.
Bye.